for resort living every day. Head to mandalayliving.com.au. Make the move now and receive a $20,000 resort living bonus. Conditions apply. Visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Yes, we do have Fev down the line from Sydney, Fief.
Yo,
and fingers crossed,
I'm
is
back.
Now.
He's here. Can you hear me, Fev?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Could you hear me the whole time?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Now, Fev, it's a good thing.
It's pretty funny.
It's a good thing you're not here in the studio in South Melbourne this morning because...
I know.
Well, good or bad thing. Maybe this isn't so good because we might not need Brenton Favola, but we may very well need his younger brother, Jason Favola.
Jace,
the big Fofola man, the wonderful. I say that
the big Fofola man.
No, but
man.
I say that top dog. Right. I mean top dog. Oh. Jace to me.
It's harsh.
What are you suggesting?
I think he's so funny on Insta. Yeah. I watch his stories.
Paddling.
He makes me laugh all the time.
Right. Yeah, he's funny.
He's a great man. Anyway, we have a rodent in the building, ooh, and he does work for Rentokil. So this morning, Ali's walked up the corridor.
Jeez.
Ali, could you talk us through what happened?
So I came up to the black curtain that keeps us away from people.
Oh.
And basically...
There is a curtain that weirdly separates our show from the other staff members.
Yeah, so what happens is we, up here in the studio, we have a big curtain that we draw across. And we don't mean to separate ourselves from the rest of the radio station, but it does conveniently separate us from the rest of the radio station. Continue, Ali.
So the little mouse, a little grey thing, decided to run out from that in front of me and run back in, and it scared the heck out of me.
But it was just a cute little mouse, wasn't a rat?
Yeah, but no, it wasn't a rat. It was grey and cute looking.
I didn't mind a mouse.
Was his name Splinter?
What?
From
Ninja Turtles reference.
Boom, boom. Have you got a boom, boom, Chish?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll find one for that.
Find one because I'll be on all day. Hey, there was a rat problem, Boxy, about 2 years ago, remember? There was a couple of rodents running around and we called Jace Rentokil and he planted a few traps.
He
but obviously
did.
The
we
poison, yeah, the, I reckon the poison has already been eaten.
Just so needs a touch-up.
Needs a refill. But I told Jace a couple of weeks ago because it was in our old producers, Caitlin, you know, Dave, Husey and Kate's office.
Yeah.
They were cleaning out their drawers because they said there was a rat. So I rang Jace and said, get onto it because good client, yeah. SCA.
Great client.
They said they don't have a problem.
So. I wonder who that was.
Don't know.
Leon, there's a few. Did you take that call?
I'm up in Sydney. There's heaps of rats flying around here, Boxy.
Oh. See what you did there.
Okay. Boom, boom. There we go. Yeah, I'll find that sound effect.
101.9. The Fox.
Yesterday was a day for the Irish. St. Patrick's Day on a Sunday. Is it always on a Sunday? No.
It just falls on a day, Boxy.
I prefer it on a weekday. Do you know why I prefer it on a weekday? Because usually you get pancakes, don't you?
That's pancake day.
Is that Shrove Tuesday?
You get Guinness, you get beer.
I don't reckon too many Irishmen were having pancakes yesterday. I reckon they feel like a pancake today. They'd be flat as. No. They eat Guinness. That's about all they eat. Oh. They start at about 8 in the morning.
I think I'm thinking of Shrove Tuesday.
Yeah.
I reckon sometimes that bumps into St. Patrick's Day and I've gotten them confused.
Sure.
Yeah.
St. Pat's Day, well, a good day to go out revelling. Big day, I'm guessing, across Melbourne. Lots of...
Revellers,
maybe at PJ O'Brien's in South Bank. The Dan O'Connell Hotel in Carlton was probably going off. The Buck Mulligan's in Northcote.
One of your faves?
All the places I hang out. The Charles Dickens Tavern.
What are you reading them off?
I'm reading off a list. Somebody just give me a list of Irish pubs. Thank you, Ali.
You sounded so across the Irish pub scene then.
Well, I would have gone out and about and visited them yesterday if I didn't have a four-year-old birthday party.
Mate, back in the day, Boxy, we used to get around because we had a couple of Irish boys playing in our team. So they froth for this stuff. So we'd finish training and go straight into the pub. It's amazing. Geez, they get up and about. They just sing and dance. Such a happy, happy culture.
Do you know what? You can wear a green hat and wear your green little leprechaun outfit or whatever you want to wear and you get attention. And I'm just going to guess, in fact, I'll ask this question on 131060. Did anybody attempt to use an Irish accent yesterday? In order to pick up.
Oh, to be sure.
There would be, I'm just guessing, tipping, there were Irish accents flying around.
Can you give me yours, Boxy?
Well, I am Irish.
Here we go.
My mum is.
So I've got a bit of Irish in me too.
So, what would you like me to say? You want to give me something to say?
You want a drink?
Fancy seeing you here, want a drink.
Fancy seeing you here, want a drink?
What was that?
It was like German.
It was Irish.
It wasn't Irish.
Fancy seeing you here. Want a drink?
That was Russian.
It's like, it's like, you want some vodka?
Now, traditionally, I can only do accents. This is funny. I don't know if you know this about me, Fev, because since you've known me, I don't really drink a lot. I don't think
I've ever seen you drink.
Yeah, well, I...
3 years.
Byron has, Leon has.
Oh, we have.
Leon, anything? I'm good at drinking.
He's loud at drinking.
Loud.
I reckon you'd have two breezes and be like, oh, let's put another song on.
I am an absolute one pot. Like, I'm embarrassing. But what I did once, when I was living in Sydney, actually, many years ago, I was living in Sydney and when I have a few to drink, I can do an accent. I'm very bad at accents, but once I've had a drink, very good at them.
Do you want me to just explain something?
Yeah.
When I have about 20 pots is about when I get on, when I start to get pissed. I think I'm hilarious, but I'm not.
Yeah, but okay,
I'm really annoying. So when you get your Irish accent, you're pissed and you think that you sound gross.
Yeah, but I picked up. Successfully...
because you're hot. It's got nothing to do with the accent.
I put on a French accent.
Don't worry, I've been drunk plenty of times, Boxy, and I know that I ain't funny. I've seen it on the Brownlow.
131060, have you used pressure an accent point, to point. Pick up?
1019, The Fox.
Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and Fief reckons maybe, just maybe, to pick up, people might have been putting on fake Irish accents.
Absolutely, trying it on with a thick Irish accent.
And I'm a little bit French boxy. Have you? You were saying earlier that you could pick up with French.
Well, what I did a few years ago, many years ago, when I have a few to drink, I can pick up an accent better. I'm better at it, and I pretended I was a French backpacker from I can't remember what part of France I was from, but my name was Pascal. I've since found out that's a male French name. But anyway,
right?
You're in Lyon.
And I did. I met a nice young man, and it was all very successful. But the problem is, when I stopped drinking, as you both can attest to, I can't do an accent.
Right.
So it was one of those. It was a bit. Oh dear, am I going to have to become an alcoholic to maintain this relationship?
Okay.
And I did confess. I fessed up to him.
Right. Okay. Just
can
quickly.
We just unpack the start of it first?
Well, the start of it.
When you said it all went successful, like.
Yeah, we dated. It was nice. Right.
Wow. So how did you speak as Pascal? How would you have spoken?
Okay, again, what do you want me to say?
You're in French.
Have you got a pot for her?
Have you got a pot for her?
No, I'm talking about you, so you can have a beer and then you can do your accent.
131060. Give us a call. Have you ever used a fake accent? If you've used a fake accent to pick
up. Je m'appelle Fifi, no good, eh?
Have you used a fake accent to pick up?
Mademoiselle.
Wow.
1019. The Fox.
I'm so proud of our city. I'm so proud of Melbourne. I love when we end up on those most livable city lists. Or last week we were on we're the second best city in the world according to Time Out magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we deserve that, and a lot of that is because of our sporting prowess and the fact that we celebrate big events. And I know it's great we've got the Grand Prix. I just wish I cared. I could not. I mean, Fev, it's funny. I was lying in bed yesterday morning about 7 a.m., and I live a long way. I'm going to say 10 kilometres from
Albert Park.
Albert Park.
Albert Park.
That's not that long, actually, but anyway, 10 kilometres. But I could hear the zing, yeah. Zing.
No.
I'm a long way away. Mm. And I was lying there going, that is pretty cool.
I could hear it from my place too, Boxy, and I was quite impressed that I could hear them. They're very loud. But the only thing I thought about the Grand Prix, I watched the start to see if there was a crash. There wasn't.
It's morbid.
No, but you want to see a crash. And the only boat that did that sort of crash was Ricardo, which was devastating because he's Australian.
Mm.
And now he says he's not going to do any more media because he thought that he was too tired.
He was quite relaxed. I saw him doing lots of things and I thought that.
Did you read the article that came out today that he said in Fox? So he said on Fox Sports last night that he does too much to try to please everybody in Australia because it's his home.
Yeah,
so next year he's going to change things.
Hey, I'm not joking. He was in our studio the other day.
No, that was a lookalike.
That was a prank.
That was a prank. Anyway.
Well, what was he complaining about? He didn't do that much.
1019. The Fox.
Hey, Fev, we were having a laugh earlier, you and I. We're prone to do that, to have a little laugh between the two of us, and Byron was there too.
Okay, well, I probably was laughing as well.
Anyway.
If it was funny.
No, I said.
Let's all be friends.
We were talking and Fev said he has never been out with me and had a drink. Like we've, in the time that I've known Fev, I have been a stay-at-home single mum.
Yes.
And when you're a single parent, very hands-on, you don't have a lot, you don't really go out much. And that's fine for me.
You don't have much wiggle room, do you?
No, and this is a time in my life where I'm really happy to be a focus. And
I'd be pretty flat if you went out now.
Wouldn't, why?
Because you're pregnant.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good look. No, that would, I don't reckon I'm going out for a few years, let's be honest. But no, before, Fev, I was getting Byron and Leon to tell you, I was a party animal.
Oh, she went hard.
That was crazy. Do you know, I had a nickname here at the Fox, Fev, a few years ago.
What was it?
It was Wookie. Now, because I was, you know, Jersey Shore, Snooki. Yeah. I was the, why was I Wookie?
Jules gave you that one, the white Snooki. But the white I never got Snooki, that nickname because right. she's kind of white.
Yeah, no, because she's fake tanned. Yeah, okay. And I wouldn't fake tan.
Gotcha. But so you anyway, were wild. You were like Snooki.
I was Snooki, Fev. I was crazy. I went on a 3-week bender at one stage. I was
Do you know what a 3-week bender is?
Not
that
really.
Means you don't go home for 3 weeks and you're out the whole time.
Okay, I was going home, but I was out again. I was like one of those pop-up squirrel things, you know, that you try and whack a mole.
Oh, wow.
I reckon you'd have two pots and you'd be like that, you know, those blow-up things out front of the car.
Yes, dealerships. Yeah.
Arms everywhere.
Oh, I'm out. So I haven't been out for a while, but what I do love on the weekend, because Leon Shergren, our executive producer, he's not just the executive producer of the number one FM breakfast show in Melbourne. He also Australia. Is DJ Shergs. And you can see him at the Lame Duck in Fitzroy.
Well, he puts together a great set.
Yeah, Fitzroy.
You can see him most weekends, and he was there on the weekend, and I was very impressed because I have one fellow mum in the team, and that's Ali. Fev still thinks Ali's name's Lisa. Now, Ali has little Rose, and Rose is how many months?
She's just under 20 months.
She's just 20 months. Now, Ali, I was so surprised to see you at the Lame Duck cutting it up with Leon on Saturday night.
On the
night.
D floor.
Friday night. Well done.
Thank you. It was a first for a very long time.
It was a you were a mum. You've gone wild.
How long are we talking, Lisa? How long?
Ali.
Oh, I reckon. No, I don't think I have since she's been born.
Well,
so it's the first time in 2 years.
And you know what? And I'm just saying this is a public.
And then 9 months before that, Boxy.
Exactly. Jeez. It's a long time. Well, think about it. I haven't been out forever, but this is a thing, and this is like a public service announcement for most people who are going out around Melbourne. Beware the mum's gone wild because you've got to think about it. We've got pent up. We're pent up. We haven't gone out. We've forgotten what it's like to have a drink. We've forgotten what it's like to be at a venue with loud music where you can dance. Yeah. So I'm saying this, if you are out and about on the weekend, beware the mum's gone wild.
It's mum's gone wild.
$13,1060, if like Ali, you went out on the weekend, celebrate. Tell us, did you go out? If you are a mum who hasn't gone wild but you miss the days, reminisce with us. Tell us about when you were cool.
And it's so hard for mums, especially mums that are still breastfeeding, Boxy, because I've got friends who have just had a baby and they went out about, I think it was about 9 months after the baby was born, and we're around their house. And we're all ready to go, and she's had to get the pump on to make more bottles because they're going out because Bubs needs the breast milk.
Yeah.
I'm like, geez, boys, get it.
You don't have anything like this.
We've got no issues. It took me 3 seconds to get ready.
But it's that, and girls, ladies, you might know, it's that euphoria you feel. So you walk out of the house and you're out somewhere, you're out at a bar and you're with your friends and you're like, I am a person again. I'm not a mum.
Here we go.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
It's Mom's Gone Wild. Woo-hoo! Free at last, it's Mom's Gone Wild. No more kids.
Let's get a bottle of champagne.
Woo! Angela from Point Cook. Hey, Ange.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, good, Ange. Ange, I haven't been out for a while. Have you gone out?
Yes, it was only just last week. So I've got a 4-year-old and almost 2-year-old. Ooh. And I haven't been out since, obviously, over 4 years.
Yeah.
So
wow.
The first girls' night since probably my friend's hens, which was like years ago, and it was interesting, let's just say.
Where did you go?
3 a.m. Oh, we started with dinner at Magic Mountain Saloon. Mm. So that was really, really nice. And then we just did a few bar hops I actually don't remember any of the names. It was pretty much one drink here, moving on, one drink here, moving on.
Ange, did you pace yourself? Because this is my problem. After I haven't gone out for a few years, I find it very hard to find the pace. I go too hard too soon.
That's the silliest thing you've ever said, Bobby. No one paces themselves.
Very responsible. Actually, Fief, it's been so long that the hot drink when Fief was partying was called the Flirtini.
I love a Flirtini.
Which I haven't heard of for many years.
Or an illusion shaker. Kylie from Drumana. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, Kylie.
Jelly shots.
Have you gone wild recently?
Yeah, last Saturday. And I'm still paying for it now.
Terrible line. This is just rough.
I think it was last cup day.
Right. Yes,
no, she said that last weekend, she said that she's still recovering.
Oh, last Saturday.
Last Saturday.
Yeah, last Saturday.
I think the problem is that when we do go out, and I used to be able to go out, back it up the next day. I could drink 3 days in a row, get home at 5 a.m.
Right.
But now, if I have beers, I can't go again.
Are you looking for
I'm
sympathy?
Getting old.
Are you trying to do you want Dad's gone wild tomorrow? Because I'm happy to do it for you.
Hey, mate, I've been going wild since I was about 13. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. There's a 17-year-old boy, a Melbourneian guy, who's in a bit of hot water after on the weekend. Controversial Senator Fraser Anning in Melbourne here on Saturday afternoon. You would have seen this on the news. And Will Connolly is the 17-year-old who egged him.
Right.
So he's egged the senator. He then came out and he said, don't egg politicians because you get tackled. Because there were quite a few people. Have we got the audio, Byron?
This is Egg Boy, yeah, in his own words.
Don't egg politicians. You get tackled by 30 bogans at the same time. I learnt the hard way.
Bogans, a bit rough.
Yeah, and so you should have. At the end of the day, he's assaulted. So whatever this Fraser Anning obviously has come out and...
Very controversial.
Very controversial. Shouldn't have said what he said. It was horrific. And the hatred... So Egg Boy's gone up and given him an egg on the head. And a lot of people on social media and around Australia have condemned this guy. Going, he's the best kid going around. They're celebrating this kid where they shouldn't be. Because I think that... Obviously, he got tackled to the ground, and then you see the footage of this one of the bogans, as he calls, has him in a headlock, and he looks like he's going to pass out. Any politician in the world, someone goes up and assaults them, they're going to have teams, they're going to tackle them to the ground.
Got security,
which is understandable because you can't be standing there and you can't get egged. No, two wrongs don't make a right, Boxy.
It's assault,
and people are celebrating this kid. No. He did the wrong thing. Yes, the people that did tackle him to the ground should have let him go at a certain point when they knew that it was only an egg. But
yeah, and he's a kid.
Instincts, you turn around and they're having a go at this Fraser guy for giving him a whack on the head. I'm tipping if someone cracked an egg on my head, I'd be turning around and you wouldn't be just going, oh, no worries, mate, would you?
No, so true, Fev. And I think this is over what we've all gone through over the weekend, and there's been people grieving, feeling the reach that travesty, that horrific, there's no words for it, attack that occurred in Christchurch and the way it's reverberated. But I think what has been beautiful about the way that so many people in our community have responded on the weekend is with love and support and compassion. And we don't stoop, don't retaliate, and as you said, this is assault. And what's interesting in this situation is that this guy's got off with a warning, but now there's a GoFundMe page that's been raised. They've raised $30,000 to
buy more eggs.
Well, no, they want to take they want to take Fraser Anning, the senator, to court for assault. And I think what they've all lost perspective of, we're egging someone is assault. So 100%. The judge isn't going to stand there and go, yeah, this Anning's he's a tool. Let's definitely throw the book at him.
Yeah.
The judge will sit there and go, well, in actual fact, the assault bit, mate, in you go. And this kid will go, I got a warning. I didn't even want to do this. Yeah. The GoFundMe page sent me here.
That's the thing, Boxy. And because he's been celebrated because of the hatred for Fraser and because he's 17, we don't want people around Melbourne our kids going up and egging people, because it sounds like if I was a kid reading that, it's like, oh, this is, you can
if
do
I don't
this.
Agree with somebody.
Yeah,
I can
I'll just
egg
go.
Them.
If I hate someone, I'll go egg them. No, you can't do that.
No.
Boxy?
No, you're doing so well.
That's the
Sorry
first time we both
you.
Stopped for each other.
I know, we did, didn't we? It was like a nice
chemistry.
Moment.
Beautiful moment. Take it.
Anyway, don't egg people. Thank it's you. Not on. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox.
maths last night, Fev. You missed it.
No.
Come let me take you through it. There's some good gear.
No, don't. I didn't watch it, Boxy.
You don't want to know who left? Some couples left.
Oh, God. This is heartbreaking.
I don't have to tell you. Do you want to catch up today?
I was going to catch up, but it'd be a disservice to our listeners.
There might be people listening who'd rather I didn't say what happened if you're there catching up.
Give it to me.
Nick and Cyril left. Bye.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did
you surprise?
Wow. Well, that was the brother. Yeah. The brother stood in there and kicked him out of the house, yeah. And she's listened to the brother. He was a nice guy.
Billy and Susie gone. Are you surprised?
Yeah.
She's dating Todd Carney. I'm not surprised.
Todd Carney was on a show last night.
Jeez.
I mean, honestly, tabloids are ruining these shows. Like, you can see.
Wow.
And this is the other interesting one from last night, Fev. And this is funny. Gee, Jessica, she's very transparent.
They left.
Well, you would have thought. I'm going to play you the scene. So clearly it's over. We all know now through.
Yeah, because she's with someone else.
She's with Dan Webb.
Right. They're
actually a couple now after the show. So. It won't surprise you, Mick. And I just love the drama. Behind the scenes, we've got
Mick so good.
Who's DMing Casey, our producer, trying to hook up with her.
Mick from Gympie.
Seriously, these guys
are prolific. I was near Gympie
last
weekend too.
So here is last night. Mick, obviously, nominating to leave, and Jess deciding she wants to work on it.
This will be 3 weeks in a row. I don't want to waste a further minute.
Jess, stay or leave?
So this decision was really, really hard. But after last night's dinner party, and obviously there's so many things that need to still be spoken about here, I feel like we've spent a long time here and we've shared a lot of things together. Like, there should be that level of respect for what we did share.
No, you're not, are you?
So I said stay.
No, you didn't. No, redraw.
I love him so much.
What's so true? Two things. Because at first I was like, well, Jess is just trying to stay on the show. She was even, I think, pretending to be interested in Mick because she knows the longer I'm the show, the more famous I get.
Good point.
And the more red carpets I get invited to, the more
Dan.
Instagram followers I get. And now it's clearly she just wants to see Dan. But even the acting, like, I just feel we've invested. So, Jess, you don't even like him.
No,
get off.
No, I feel so sorry for him, Boxy.
And I mean, he can't get out. But, Fev, I was thinking about this last night because I'm like, I know this is a television show and these are fake marriages, but sometimes in real life, people refuse divorces. Like, I've
done it.
Well, see, you're a good example of refusing the divorce and then you snuck your way back in. Well done.
But I Alex gave me the papers and I was like, I'm not signing these. Sign them. So I did, and we were divorced, but I'm back, obviously.
Yeah,
but
that's good. Yeah.
Would have been easier if you refused it, though.
Would have been more on topic.
Sure. I did refuse it.
No, I know. But people can vindictively refuse it. And I know a situation that I won't go into. It's not my business to broadcast. But I know a couple that were in this situation where she was just refused. Whoa. He wanted out and he had an out ready to go to. He had a lovely little out that he wanted to go off to. And she was
a little
like,
bit of shake and bake.
She was like, not happening. You're not going to get the divorce from me.
Wow.
131060, has this happened to you? Have you been Mick? Have you been sitting there going, come on, we don't even love each other.
What was her excuse?
Let me go.
Boxy.
Well, the thing was she just thought they'd invested all this time and they still had things to sort through.
And the judges just let that happen,
Do you know what? Speechless. See, these experts, I feel for them because they've got to have a career after this show.
No, they need to go from the show.
Oh, no.
We don't need them on the show.
Hey, I've got a tip for next season.
Don't have the judges.
Well, no, how's this? Have like a hardball judge. They need like the Todd McKinney. They need someone in there who's calling it like it is. Well, exactly, Fev.
Yeah, Fev. He's nominated himself. He's available.
Mate, I'll do it.
How you can't just sit there and go, okay, play on. No, come on.
Just call it out. Call it as it is, Boxy.
I love it. I reckon that could be the new twist for maths next year.
131060, by the way.
Please, I'd give it to Jess. I'd say you, Jess, are just a...
131060, we've already got calls coming through.
And maybe you're in this at the moment. Maybe your husband or wife is just refusing to grant you your divorce.
I know a few couples, Boxy, that have like a granny flat outside and the husband sleeps in there for the kids' sake. Like she's refusing to divorce, so's he, on a different relationship.
But they live on the same property.
But they live in the same property.
That's interesting.
That happens a lot.
Okay.
Is that really? Yes, it does.
Is that why your house has a barn, Fev?
Yeah, Alex is in there.
131060. 1019 The Fox.
Maths last night was a bit of a joke when Jess decided to stay after Mick was very clearly very keen. He's 3 weeks he's been trying to get out of this.
Mate, and he wants out. He wants to go back to the farm and sit there and just drink frothies on the haystack. he does.
I know. And you know, because he's a real bloke and he was genuine in what he wanted out of this show. Jess wanted to become an Insta-famous model, on red carpets, invited to things. She loves being on the telly. And also now she wants Dan. And the only way she can get to him is to stay on the show.
Hey, Boxy, so, can we play Mick saying...
Yeah, okay.
Can we play that again?
Oh, we'll revisit. So
redraw.
Last night...
thinks he's at a chook ruffle.
when he was trying to leave.
This will be 3 weeks in a row. I don't want to waste a further minute.
Jess, stay or leave?
So this decision was really, really hard. But after last night's dinner party, and obviously there's so many things that need to still be spoken about here, I feel like we've spent a long time here and we've shared a lot of things together. Like there should be that level of respect for, you know, for what we did share.
No, you're not, are ya?
So I said stay.
No, you didn't. No, redraw.
But it happens in real life too. Sometimes in real life, your partner refuses to grant you a divorce.
It's not fair.
Sally in Richmond. Hey, Sal.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, Sally, you're trying to get out of a marriage, is that right? But your husband's not letting you go?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, so talk us through what's happening.
Early last year, I decided that it was over and done with. And at beginning, I had money saved up in an account. He transferred that across to our home loan at the time, so I couldn't leave. And then after that, I managed to leave. I drove about 6 hours away from him, where I am now. And he is refusing to sign divorce papers. He doesn't want to sell the house.
Do you have kids?
I do.
So, Sally, is it not you, he's... It's the house. It's all the financial stuff.
It's all the financial stuff.
Oh man, marriage. You know, this is what happens.
Thanks, Faith. From your experience with marriage.
Sorry, it was me. That was a single woman having a joke.
I like it.
Marriage is a wonderful institution. Everybody go for it. But when it goes badly.
Can't you just? What's the conversation like? Are you saying half, or is he trying to get more, or just doesn't want to sell because then he knows he's lost it for good?
This is going to be a fun conversation. Basically, he wanted to go half-half, and I said, okay, no worries. And then he decided he wasn't going to start paying child support. So then it gets
messy, right.
Yeah,
Sally.
Then it becomes a real legal matter.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah. That's tough.
He's got to pay child support. That's not.
This is where you actually need those experts on maths to step up.
Really do.
They come in really handy
right now. Nothing last night. They just watched.
I don't know that Fev and I've got much for poor Sal, but you know, good luck, Sally.
Good luck, Sal. It'll all work out. Hey, Boxy, when Snooksy divorced me with all the papers, I did refuse for a little bit. When we come up to, take half-half, I didn't have anything, so just a clean break. 101.9, The
Fox. Hey, Fev, I want to talk about cosmetic surgery for a few reasons. No. Now,
Fev's had some work
done. I want to start by saying a few things. One, to each their own, and I don't think we should judge others who do have cosmetic surgery. I haven't had cosmetic surgery, and since becoming a mum, I think I'm less likely to have it. But you never know. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I might decide to tweak. I don't know. That's why I'm certainly not going to sit here
and judge. What would you tweak,
Boxy? I don't know. Look,
you don't need to tweak anything.
I think it's too late for me to tweak. Like if I was. No, I mean, I used to have insecurities about my nose when one of my girlfriends first saw me on a billboard. I told you this, Big Fox billboard. She said, "Your nose looks ginormous."
No.
And look, it's a unique nose. But
Then she said, "You're sweet because Fev's chin's huge."
Between my nose and your chin. But you know what? I think over time, and maybe when I was younger, I had, you know, more insecurities. What else would I change? Bits and pieces.
I don't think you need to change.
Faith's actually looking at a picture of herself now and just having a think about it.
I'm looking at the same picture going, have a look at my head. My nose is awful. My chin, I want to get that done. I actually do want to get that done.
Well, mate.
Oh, no. Okay, this is not the area I was hoping to go down. Yeah, what I wanted to say was, since becoming a mum and the mother to a daughter, and I look at Trixie and I think about her if she ever wanted to change her face, and I think it would break my heart because I think she's perfect and I think she's beautiful, and I don't want her looking at magazines or supermodels and thinking I'm not as beautiful as them. I just wanted to appreciate how beautiful she is and how unique. And I'm bringing this up because I feel like any time I watch television at the moment, particularly reality TV shows, and we were just talking about Jess from Maths, I'm just looking at these faces and I wonder what their mums are thinking.
Her lips are natural, aren't they?
I just think that so many women that are distorting their faces and changing their look, and even Kylie Jenner, who is unrecognisable from what she looked like a few years ago. And I think what these sort of fillers and I think it's fillers mainly. I don't know that much about it. But they change the way your face moves. So when you see a photo of Kylie Jenner and you think, oh, gosh, that's really glamorous. But then when you see pat photos of her walking along a street, you go, why is her face a bit weird looking? And that,
do you remember last week, Boxy, when you showed me a picture of her?
Yeah.
Well, I think she was maybe 15. I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Thin lips, freckles,
two different people.
And I remember now, I wanted to play some audio because a few years ago, you know how The Hills is back with Heidi and Spencer? You love them, that
mate,
couple.
If
you ever loved watching The Hills is back on the telly. And it reminded me of when Heidi Montag got all her surgery done. She was a really attractive, natural-looking girl. And I'm going to play this audio. This was the reaction when she famously had about 10 surgeries in a day. She went from just a natural beauty to looking like Pamela Anderson.
She looked like Tori Spelling.
She looked distorted and very, it was very strange. Her mum's reaction to her surgery was this.
I mean, how do I go and say that, of course, I thought you were more beautiful before. I thought you were younger. I thought you were fresher looking. I thought you were healthier. What's done is done. So that's a terrible thing for me to say. But yes, that's how I feel. I felt that you were much more beautiful before. And I'm hoping that some of this will fade away and go away.
You don't have to support it or think it looks good. But you have to realize what I've been through. And you have to realize that I've been through so much pain.
I think it's a standard and it's almost an expectation now to know people who have had plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery. And I wanted to ask on 131060, what's the reaction been, maybe if you've gotten some cosmetic surgery, some lip fillers, or you've changed the shape of your nose or whatever you've done, how have your parents reacted? Have you had a bad reaction from loved ones? Or maybe you're a mum. Maybe you're a mum, because I honestly feel like if my daughter walked through the door and she'd had lip fillers and distorted her face, I think I would be heartbroken. I think I would be crying my eyes out.
And you wouldn't be able to pretend that you weren't heartbroken.
I don't think I could. And I do. But I watch Maths. I look at Jess's lips and I'm like, has anyone just said what happened to you, Jess?
Do you think, Boxy, I'd love to know the stats of girls having cosmetic surgery before the age of 21, because I think 10 years ago, probably not happening.
No.
But do you think this is all happening because of Maths, because of the Kardashians, because of the people judging people in magazines, and they want to look like a certain actor or an actress because they're beautiful in the face and they want to change their face because they've got insecurities?
Absolutely. You know what? Yes, I think it all stems down to insecurities, because if you feel confident in yourself, you wouldn't change yourself. But I think it's now par for the course.
Yeah.
I don't think people question it. I think, yeah, get your lips done. Yeah, fix your eyes. Get some put arches in your eyebrows, fillers. Get some cheeks.
Because it used to be at a certain age, say maybe over 40, over 45, because you want to look young. But the young are doing it more than the elderly, I reckon.
And it's acceptable.
Now.
Yeah, absolutely right, Fev. I don't think people question it now. They just do it because their friends are doing it. But we'd love to hear, how did your loved ones, maybe your mum, your dad, react? Or if you're a parent and you've been shocked by what your daughter's done to her face, give us a call.
Does it hurt, Byron?
131060.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
We're talking cosmetic surgery and how people in your life, your family, maybe your parents have reacted. And if they've reacted not well, if they've maybe been upset that you've changed the way you've looked. Or, and look, we have had lots of calls saying that their parents have been supportive, and that is great, because you would hope that whatever choice you make for you is supported by your loved ones. But sometimes parents can take it personally because they would think they made that face. Why are you changing it? You look like me.
That'd be like me going to Lenny, you need to fix up your chin, honey. No, we look the same. Like mini-me.
Now we've got Rachel in Moorabbin. Hey, Rach.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Rach. Did you have a bit of work done?
Yeah, so I get the, like, anti-wrinkle injections in my forehead and stuff, which is, like, you wouldn't be able to tell. But
is that like Botox?
Yeah, so it just freezes it all up.
Yeah.
And I also get it in my lips. And my dad pretty much disowned me for about a month when he found out that I got it done.
So, yeah. Hannah, Rach, does it look? Do you look different, or he just found out?
Because I'm covered in tattoos as well. He's very straighty, 180.
You're testing him, Rach.
Yeah, and I got a top up a few days ago, and he can't even look at me. Oh.
Did you do that in spite of your dad?
No, it's nothing like that at all. Like I love my dad. It's just the fact, like, to him, I don't look like his daughter anymore. Like,
how does it make, Rach, how does it make you feel? Because I played that audio of that Heidi Montag's mum crying and upset with her.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine how that feels, to have your parents so disappointed. How does that make you feel?
Look, if, like, I grew up in that era, I don't think I would have ever got feelers, but because it's the norm, and, like, you constantly compare yourself to all these girls, even when you're out or on Instagram, and it's so accessible now.
Mate, Instagram's a killer.
Oh, 100%. If I didn't have to have it, I wouldn't have it. But, it's horrible.
As a male, I look at Instagram, and blokes go on there, and they're all fit, and they've got, like, abs, and they look amazing. It makes me sort of depressed. I'll go eat, like, a tub of ice cream or a block of chocolate. Because I'm like, I'll never look like that again. It actually flattens you. Instagram flattens you a lot.
Well, it does. And it's interesting. And, you know, Rach, good for you. You know, you do what's right for you, and there's no judgment here. But what is happening with Instagram is everyone's looking the same. What happens, though, when everyone gets the same work?
Yeah.
I find that with maths, and I'm pointing that out because particularly last season, remember, too, there were a lot of girls' faces. They just looked the same.
Mate, they're all the same work. They're all on the beach or at the pool. They've got bikinis on, and they're all doing the same stupid pose.
Try that pose and just see if it...
Well, I can't because I'm about 120 kilos.
Now we've got Nikki. Yeah, but you're real, Feb. You're playing real.
That's
all right.
No, yeah.
Nikki,
nice.
Sorry
to pick on you, Feb. You'd never do
that.
Hey, Nikki. Now, Nikki, you've got a bit of a different take on this. Well, talk us through your story.
Yeah, so it's kind of the flip side, actually. So when I was younger, I was sort of against all that sort of, like, cosmetic surgery and things like that. But when I was 16, 17, I had to have a procedure on my jaw for medical reasons. But my mum actually asked the surgeon, oh, while she's under, can we also do her nose?
So hang on. Did your mum not run that by you beforehand?
Not really.
So you woke up from surgery and you had a new nose?
Oh, well, at the consult, that's when I kind of found out. And I was just like,
yeah. I'd say there'd be some medical, ethical issues. You couldn't just ask her it behind her back.
How old are you now?
I'm 27.
Nikki, what did your mum think needed to be fixed about your nose?
What did you get the nose done?
So my nose was more from my dad's side, and I guess she thought it was ugly. It was like the ski bump sort of nose, and now it's the other way. It's completely rounded off.
There we go.
Wow. And so, Nikki, are you happy with the result?
To be honest, now I am, but at the time I was a bit like, oh, okay, cool. But, like, I obviously would have liked to learn to appreciate myself as I was.
That's a really interesting one. You've just reminded me, Nikki, I went to school with a girl and her mum used to dye her hair. Like, put the peroxide in the shampoo bottle.
Oh, my God.
So she never knew, she didn't really have blonde hair.
131060 is our number here at the Fox.
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. Make the move now and receive a $20,000 resort living bonus. Conditions apply. Visit mandalayliving.com.au.